Grace steadied him with a hand against his spine. "You shouldn't stand," she told Julian as she saw the blood that coated his left arm. Julian didn't seem to hear her. His eyes were dark and strange-looking. "Shh, little one," he said, holding the boy with one arm while he cupped the child's face with the other. Moving only his upper body, he gently rocked the boy in the soothing, confident pattern only a parent would use. His gaze haunted, Julian laid his cheek against the top of the boy's head. "Shh, I've got you," he murmured. "You're safe now." His actions startled her. It was apparent this was a man who had soothed children before. But when would a Greek soldier have been around children? Unless he'd been a father. Grace's mind whirled at the possibility as Julian carefully handed the sobbing boy to his hysterical mother, who wailed even louder than the toddler. Dear Lord, was it possible that Julian could be a father? If so, where were his children? What had happened to them? "Stephen," his mother wept as she held the boy against her chest. "How many times have I told you to stay by my side?"
"Are you okay?"
the father and the driver asked Julian. Grimacing, Julian ran his hand over his left bicep as if testing the arm.
"I'm fine," he said,
but Grace noted the way he still favored his right leg where the car had hit him. "You need a doctor," she said, as Selena joined them.
"I'm fine, really."
Julian gave her a half-hearted smile, then lowered his voice so that only she could hear it.
"But I have to say, chariots hurt a lot less than cars when they slam into you."
Grace was aghast at his misplaced humor. "How can you make a joke? I thought you were dead." He shrugged. As the man continued to thank him profusely for saving his son, Grace glanced at the blood on Julian's arm just above his elbow. Blood that evaporated from his skin like some weird science fiction movie effect. Suddenly, Julian put his full weight back on his injured leg, and the pain crimping his brow vanished. She exchanged a wide-eyed stare with Selena, who had also seen it. What the hell was that? Was Julian human or not?
"I can't thank you enough," the father said again. "I thought he was dead."
"I'm just glad I saw him," Julian whispered.
He reached a hand out toward the boy's head. His fingers were about to brush the light brown curls when he paused. Grace watched emotions war on Julian's face before he recovered his stoicism and dropped his hand back to his side. Without a word, he headed back to the curb.
"Julian?" she asked, rushing to catch up to him. "Are you really okay?"
"Don't worry about me, Grace. I don't break, and I seldom bleed."
This time, there was no mistaking the bitterness in his voice.
"It's a gift of the curse. The fates forbid I should actually die and escape my punishment."
She flinched at the anguish she saw in his eyes. But his survival wasn't the only question she had. She wanted to ask him about the child, about the way he had looked at the boy as if reliving some horrible nightmare. But the words lodged themselves in her throat.
"Man, he deserves a hero cookie," Selena said as she joined them. "Upstairs to the praline factory."
"Selena, I don't think..."
"What's a praline?" Julian asked.
"It's Cajun ambrosia," Selena explained. "Something that should be right up your alley."